This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dr. Muhammad Ghulam Mustafa, ophthalmologist from India. Sir, what is the reason, both scientifically and spiritually, to make halal chicken, halal goat, but not fish? Please reply. What Dr. Muhammad Ghulam may be asking, that when we slaughter the chicken or the goat, we do zabiha. So why is there not requirement to do zabiha to a fish? And that's a very good question. As far as Islam is concerned, Quran clearly mentions in Surah Maida, chapter number 5, verse number 96, that lawful for you is the pursuit of the water game. And Allah says in Surah Maida, lawful for you a food of the sea, fresh and tender. So Allah has given permission, it's allowed. And there are various hadith that also says that amongst the dead animal, the only two that are permitted, it is the fish and the locust. So the hadith, and only blood that is permitted is that of the spleen and the liver. So Islamically, it is permitted to have fish without doing zabiha. But we know Islamically, whether goat, chicken, or cow, etc., when we have to eat them, we have to slaughter to zabiha. In zabiha, what we do, there are various conditions. The main is that see to it that the knife is sharp, see to it that it's not in front of other goat, and you do it swiftly. And once we slaughter the windpipe and the veins and the jugular veins and the artery, when you do it, you leave the animal, will wither, and the blood will flow out of the animal. So when you do zabiha, the blood, which is a good media of germs and bacteria, majority flows out of the body. So that's the reason zabiha is compulsory when we are having non-veg food like meat, mutton, beef, etc., anything, we have to do zabiha. This is the scientific reason, so that the blood flows out of the body. When the blood flows out of the animal's body, there are less germs and bacteria, because blood is a very good medium of germs and bacteria. So it keeps the mutton or the chicken fresh for longer time. If you have slaughtered by the Islamic method of zabiha, a goat or a sheep or a cow or a chicken, it will stay for longer time because blood is a very good media of germs and bacteria. So in the normal cases, that if you don't do zabiha, the blood remains in the body of the animal and even the disease remains, and high chances of you getting the disease. So Islamic slaughtering, zabiha is a must for non-veg. Now the question posed is, why not zabiha for fish? Because fish is sea life, and goat and sheep, they are animals. They don't live in water. The difference in the system is that in the fish, there are gills. And when the fish dies, it gasps. When it gasps the gills, it sucks all the blood into the gills. So in a fish, when a fish dies, when a fish is brought outside water, it struggles, and you find it writhing, and then it dies. So when it's out of water, because the fish cannot breathe, so what happens? When it starts breathing, and it cannot, it can only normally breathe in water. It doesn't have the function to breathe the normal air like how human and animals have. So what happens? Most of the blood is sucked by the gills. So when a fish has died, because of loss of air, loss of oxygen, when it dies, the blood is sucked by the gills. That's the reason, scientifically, the blood doesn't remain in the body of the fish. Number one, the blood of the fish differs from the blood of the goat, the sheep, or the animal. It's not as much of bacteria and toxins as the blood of the goat, the cow, the sheep. And secondly, the blood is sucked. So first of all, this blood is not as dangerous as the blood of the animals. Number two, the blood is sucked. Because the blood is sucked, the germs and bacteria are not there. So eating the fish is safe. This is the scientific reason. Hope that answers the question.